Okay. Okay. So we are finishing up Ice Zion in Igeres HaKodesh, I think. And we spoke about this concept of the Taryag Mitzvahs being representative of the Ramach Mitzvah Saseh, Shasem Mitzvah Saseh, and that each mitzvah corresponds to a different limb of the person. And if a person perfects by fulfilling the mitzvahs, they end up perfecting themselves, and as a result, they become whole people. Okay? So that's what we're going to learn about here in Peliyot, from Ramatul. The new Peliyot, it's on Daf Tov Kuf Pei Dalet. Anechi Hashem Alekecha, magnificent piece. So, very famous pasuk, first of the Ten Commandments. I am Hashem Yigad, Hashem Tzisicha, Meretz Mitzrayim, Beis Avodim, I took you from the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. L'chayr Tamua, the Rishonim already asked, L'amalei Amar Rebusa Yosu, why didn't Hashem say even something which is even more impressive? Shabar Shemayim Voretz. Instead of saying, I took you out of Egypt, Hashem should have said, I created heaven and earth. V'chalei Nivroim, V'adana Kodim, the master of all things. That's more impressive than just taking you out of Egypt. It's, you know, there is a machlekes between these three Rishonim, the Maimer Zeh, about the first of the Ten Commandments. Meaning, Sharambam Soiver Shemitzvahs Anoichi Hashem Lekecha Nechshav LeMitzvah Matarig Mitzvahs. The Rambam holds that Anoichi is one of the 613 Mitzvahs. Meaning the belief that there is but one God, I am Hashem Yigad, who took you out of the land of Egypt, that is one of the 613 mitzvahs. That's the Shitas HaRambam in his Minoya mitzvahs. Yet, the Ramban and the Bahag, Soivrim, they hold, Shazayin and Echshav, the mitzvah of Ne'atzme. They do not count the Noichi among the 613 mitzvahs. Okay? Ki hu atzivu, y'al kabbalah samach shemayim. That's before you could have a commandment. You have to have a commander. You can have mitzvahs once you have a commander. You can't have, if laying the groundwork of there being a God comes before there could be any commandments. So believing that there's a God is not one of the commandments, which he's going to go in and further elaborate on. It's the generality, it's the gateway into all the mitzvahs. Meaning, when you will receive, accept upon yourself my kingdom, then you can receive my decrees. So the Ramban and the Bahag hold that this is an introductory concept, not a mitzvah itself. Meaning it's absolutely critical, it's the foundation. But it's not a commandment. Back up to the top, next column. So we need to understand what they're saying. We'll explain this along the way that Chazal explained, famous Gemara in Malkus. The Gemara that goes through, there were several different people that attempted to kind of take mitzvahs and put them into groups. Chavakuk came and summarized it all in Pasuk in Chavakuk, v'tzadik be'emunosa yichya. The tzaddik lives in his emuna, says the Gemara, al tikir yichya, even though the correct punctuation, the vowels read yichya, read it, yichaya, it will give life. Okay? So therefore, it is the summary of everything. Umavoyer, the understanding of every time we have in Chazal, Shaloshan al tikri sheshanin b'chol makom, whenever Chazal used this language, don't read it like this, read it like that, means loisha b'shmoyis harishin in the makom klal. It doesn't mean don't read it that way at all. Ela hapshatu shal tikri b'zeh mashmoyis harishin. Don't read it just the first way. Ela al yedei shetikri mashmoyis hasheni. You can only read it the first way if you introduce the new concept, and then you can understand the simple reading of it. Meaning, once you follow through with the new understanding, with the new letters, now you'll be able to understand the simple reading. We need to understand how that's going to work here. I'll take your yichya. Don't read it. The tzaddik will live in his emunah. Elik shatakari yechaya, unless you put in yechaya. So if he will give life, then he will live. Right. So now we're going to understand all this. And it's actually really, this is very accessible. This isn't one of these lofty pieces. This is very down to earth. Kiyadua. Everybody knows. Shehashem yizbarach kitshanu b'mitzvaysav. That Hashem commanded us with His commandments, with tzivanu b'tayag mitzvahs, l'kayim ha'isam, He commanded us 613 mitzvahs. V'chol mitzvah shayich le'ever, just like we learned in Tanya, each mitzvah is associated with a different limb, organ, merabach evarim, shasag yidim, and the 365 veins. Shayidei kiyum kol mitzvah, by fulfilling each and every mitzvah, nishlam ha'ever ha'shayach le'es mitzvah, the limb which is connected to that mitzvah becomes whole, u'meyir olav ha'kdusha ba'ara, and there is a holiness that shines upon it. It illuminates with that mitzvah. Okay? Next page. Tav kuf pehe. So therefore we understand that our main job is to sanctify and to hallow ourselves, to rectify ourselves, to rectify our character. We got to be worthy of that sanctification dwelling upon us. If you're saying that by, let's say, wrapping tefillin on your arm, so the sanctity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can rest on the arm. Well, if that same arm just slugged somebody in the face, it's unlikely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to want his Shechina to dwell upon the arm that just knocked out somebody's lights. So therefore, you've got to make sure that the body is prepared to have Hashem dwell there. Shehu Hashem Avaya. V'Shem Zeh. We know that this name of Hashem Ein Shoyra Ela Ba'asa Shaldim will only dwell in a wholesome place, V'Lei Ba'asa Pog, but not in a place which is corrupted, K'mevayar B'Zayar HaKodesh, as the Zayar tells us. However, V'Em Yesholim B'Masa, if the person will be whole, meaning Sheyitakein Kol Pegam, of the person will rectify his wrongdoings, then Aziyah B'Yashor Shmei Yisroch, then he's worthy of Hashem dwelling upon him. Conversely, but if a person corrupts the limb, then Hashem runs away, because he is a flawed destination. Okay, so even if he does the mitzvah, he gets credit for the mitzvah. But as far as the dwelling of the Shechina goes, Hashem don't like dwelling in smelly places. So if the person's limbs are corrupted, they've been flawed, you don't get this particular gift. Next paragraph. And this is tremendous chizuk for us guys. And whoever else is listening. Last week a bunch of guys came over to me at this event and told me that they're now listening to the Tanya Shirim, so gotta be careful what we say. Amnam! Even for those of us who have done a great deal of damage with our actions, okay? So we know that we're unworthy of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kashi Yod Einish B'Nafshe, like we all know about ourselves, so therefore this last paragraph was not such a pleasant experience for us, because we realize that it's unlikely that Hashem is finding us really hospitable because we've messed up. Nonetheless, layip alibay bekirbay, do not become discouraged. Machmes histalkus oyri yizbarach mita, because of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked up and left, that he took his glory with him. Why should we not be upset? We are obligated to believe with a complete faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly planning, making arrangements that no Jew shall be rejected. And what's more, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do tshuva. Chazal tell us, even if you open for me a hole, like the opening of a needle. I'll open for you like the opening of a hallway, of a huge thing. You just take a little step, and I'm going to make it possible for you to do tshuva. And the Rebbeinu Shlom pushes. He has an agenda. He wants us to do tshuva. Through the fact that we have this emunah that Hashem wants us, that itself, the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will arouse us to do tshuva, the Sakin Masav, and to rectify our ways. And the presence of Hashem will dwell upon him as it ought to be, as Hashem planned. Each one of the 613 limbs will be rectified according to the mitzvah that comes with it, and the presence of Hashem that comes with the package. This is what Chazal are referring to when they say Habal the Taher, a person who comes with the intent of cleansing himself, Messiah, heaven will assist him. So Hashem has every interest to want to make his presence dwell upon the person. Back up to the top. Unbelievable taich in the pasuk. Mamish, after you see this, it becomes mamish pshat. Hashem is pointing to this faith that we need to have, that every Jew is obligated to believe. And Hashem says, "Anoichi Hashem alikecha asher itzisicho meretz Mitzrayim ibeis avodim. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." Ki yadua, because we all know, shayu Yisrael mishukayim, that Klal Yisrael were completely entrenched b'tumas Mitzrayim, in the contamination of Egypt, b'mem tesh haritumah, to the 49th gate of impurity. And nonetheless, despite that, despite that, the Rebbeinu Shlom himself presented himself, like we say in the Haggadah, and he took them out. Not only did he take them out, but he then, 49 days later, referred to them as, "I am Hashem, your God." Hashem made his personal name dwell upon them, even though 49 days ago they were in the depths of the depths. Now he refers to them, "I am Hashem, your personal God." This becomes the banner, the sign that the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechafetz may be so. It shows his tremendous desire for us. And he brought us close to his service, and constantly and ongoing, he's constantly planning that no Jew should fall away. And he will assist those who want to sanctify themselves, those who want to purify themselves, who want to come under his wing. What's the proof? Hashem Elokecha. You were in the worst of places, and nonetheless, a short time later, I refer to myself as your personal God. That's the first thing. How does a Jew come to that? It comes through a simple, complete, and total conviction that there is but one God. There is no place void of his presence. Meaning, no matter how bad off a person will find himself, there in that place, there is the energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is sustaining him even in that darkness. By recognizing that even in the darkness there is the presence of Hashem, that will give him the ability even in the darkness to attach himself to Hashem, and to cast away all of the darkness, just like what took place in Egypt. That everybody saw that even in the darkness of Egypt, a place which should have been and could have been completely void of the presence of Hashem, there in the darkness Hashem performed all those miracles. Everybody got to see that in the darkest, the most godless place, nonetheless, Hashem's presence is there. That being the case, in that faith that that is the case, Yischazek es atzmei b'tshuva, the person must strengthen himself by doing tshuva, v'yisak et masav, to rectify his ways, k'desh yishra shmo yizbaruch olav ba'asah shalim, so that the Rebbeinu Shalem will be able to dwell in a wholesome place, meaning the minute the person does tshuva, he rectifies it, and the Rebbeinu Shalem is able to dwell there. Okay? Now, we get to point two. Tavkuf Peivav, the paragraph begins Vigam. Vigam Mavoya, but we also understand, and this is what we were just learning about in Tanya, Sheshlei Mosadam, that when we're talking about a person being whole, how does a Jew become whole? Any yochalia is a Jew cannot become complete. Elai de kium kol atariyag mitzvahs. We learned this last week or 2 weeks ago from the Arizal. And he's getting quoted here from the Zayar that a person can only be whole by fulfilling all 613 mitzvahs. We got a shtickle problem here. Vaz nishlamun, only then does he complete himself with the Ramachai Varavish Asogida with the 248 limbs and 365 veins. If we're missing even one mitzvah, the person is lacking. He's not whole. If that's the case, every Jew is going to say, I can't do all the mitzvahs. I can't come to be a whole person, because if I'm a kohen, I'm not a Levi. If I'm a Levi, I'm not a Yisrael. If I'm a man, I'm not a woman. If I'm living in New Berlin, I'm not in Yerushalayim. So, you know, what do I do?
Call that living.
Huh?
Call that living.
Yeah. Some mitzvahs are completely dependent upon living in Eretz Yisrael. Call the mitzvahs. We know that it's impossible for any one human to do them all. He brings here on the bottom that this is the Mabit question, as well as the Shlach Kodesh. He brings the whole, he quotes the language there very accurately presenting the question. Amnam. So, if that's the case, the thinking person should give up. Shlemus is not in the cards. I don't live in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not a Kayan. I can't bring the Karbonis. So, there's no hope. Next paragraph. Omnam. That's no excuse to fall away from serving Hashem. Why not? Because that will not prevent a person's wholesomeness. As long as we have a true desire, v'hashlim rotzayin b'yre yizbarach b'chol ha-mitzvahs, as long as we have a yearning and a desire to fulfill those mitzvahs that Hashem did command us, and a person constantly yearns, if only I will have the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah. And with this yearning and desire that the person thirsts, with a true desire to want to fulfill Hashem's mitzvahs, b'chol inyan avitayim mitzvahs, in all of his ways, and the 613 mitzvahs, nechshav loy, up to the top of the page, k'ilu kayim ha'isa b'pel mamash. Hashem considers it as if the person did it. Meaning, if a person goes ahead and actually does the mitzvahs that he is presented with, that shows that he really wants to do Hashem's mitzvahs. The person is considered a whole and complete person to the degree she yishre alav shmo yizbarach, that Hashem's name will dwell upon him, and each and every one of his limbs will illuminate through the desire to want to fulfill the mitzvahs. With this introduction, he says, "Vizesha Amru." Now we understand. Bo Chavakuk v'midan alachas. Came the Navi Chavakuk, and he boiled it down to one thing. That what? V'tzadik be'emunosa yichya. The tzadik will thrive. He'll live with his emuna. Came the Gemara and said, "Al tikir yichya. Don't read it. Live eli yichaya. He will cause to live." Pirish. Al tikre yichya. Don't say that the person can live. The person's going to say, I can't possibly come to a full life. I can't possibly give life to all 613 limbs and sinews because I can't do all the mitzvahs. When can you? If I recognize that the word is, the vowels are yichaya, meaning al yidei amunah zu shemamim b'amunah shleim, if the person has the complete and total trust, Shabbat Yisroel Boroi said that he created him. Bitzimtzim shechino sabay. And he put his shechino into him, shiikayim kol mitzvahs b'poyel ubikayach, that the person has the ability to fulfill mitzvahs, not just in actuality, but b'koyach, in potential also, through his desire, al yidei hachefet shalai, through his yearning, b'yishtoikikus, his thirst, l'ashlim ratzin b'yidu b'chol mitzvahs, to want to do the mitzvahs, even those mitzvahs that the person physically doesn't have the ability to do, because he's not a kohen, he's not living in Eretz Yisrael. So what gives him that ability? He has his yearning, his desire, his thirst. He has that yearning to want to fulfill. That, now we understand, is yichaya, it will give life. Shemichaya kolei varim. That belief, that emuna, be'emunasei, the emuna that his yearning can fill it in, menas shalom gomi, he becomes a complete and whole person. And with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will illuminate him with a great illumination. Now look what he does with the pasuk. Up to the top of Tav Kuf Pei Zayin. The emunah zu, these two forms of emunah. So we have two fundamentals. Fundamental number one is, no matter how much we messed up, Hashem wants us back. Fundamental number two is that even if we can't physically fulfill all the mitzvahs, by doing what we can do and yearning to want to do what we don't have the opportunity to do, Hashem considers it as if we did it, to the degree that he will illuminate those limbs. Last week we discussed that we could do that through the study of Torah by learning the halachas of those mitzvahs. We could create that yearning. The emunah zu gam ken nirmaz b'pasuk anochi Hashem alekecha asher tesicha me'etz Mitzrayim be'beis avod. This emunah is pointed to in this very fundamental, the first of the Ten Commandments. Vaz, let's analyze this. Beis Yitzias Mitzrayim, at the time that Klal Yisrael left Egypt, like Haimuadai and Kol HaMitzvos Asher Tzivonu HaBayir. Clearly, in the Haggadah it says, Va'at Einam Ve'eriyah, you were naked, you were bereft, you had no mitzvahs. So by what means did Hashem say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I'm going to allow my name to dwell upon you, I'm going to consider you my presence in the world? K'yodlin in Notari, they couldn't possibly have done the mitzvahs, there was no Notari yet. Nonetheless, Nikra Lehem B'Shem Avaya Lekecha, Hashem called himself, I am Hashem, your God. We learned in the Zohar that name will only dwell in a place which is total and complete, through the fulfillment of all 613 mitzvahs. Elema, you're forced to say, Mikol Mokai, Ma'ayde Achefetz, due to the yearning, B'tachlis, the extreme yearning, V'ishtaikikas, in the thirst. Shaho, Yul Yisrael, Oz, B'Esitias, Abim Mitzrayim, and Klal Yisrael left Egypt. They had such a love affair with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To do what? Lahash Limrotzen Bayram, B'chal Eretzayin, and B'chal Eretzayin, they were ready and prepared to fulfill the will of Hashem with all of their yearning and all everything they want, all of their aspects of life. That yearning next of them, the poil mamish, Hashem considered that yearning and that desire as actual commitment. It was as if they physically did all the 613 mitzvahs. The nikra alayim to such an extreme degree that they were considered asar shalim. They were considered a complete and perfect person. V'nikra alayim shem avaya lekech. To the degree where Hashem was willing to pronounce his name upon them as Hashem, their God. That's what the Rishonim are talking about, a mitzvah that includes all the mitzvahs. What is that? Shall yidei yishal odom mikabel olav oil malchus shemayim, when a person in Kriya Shema and the other times during the day, that a person accepts upon himself all of Hashem's mitzvahs, is bevadai when he does that mikabel olav gzeiroisav. So for sure, when he accepts upon himself the yoke of Hashem's malchus, he accepts along with it the malchus of the decrees, the kaim kol mitzvos hamelech, to fulfill all of his mitzvos. Since in his desire he fulfilled this, nechshev ki l'kaim ma'isav, it says if he actually did them, with this he could be called Hashem, his Hashem is our God. All of this is alluded to, meaning no matter how much we flubbed up, I took you out and I'm still putting my name on you. And even though you didn't have all of Tariq mitzvahs, nonetheless, because you wanted, I'm calling you Hashem, your God. Both of those are pointed to in this pasuk. See, he says, therefore, now we understand what these Rishonim were talking about. BMK. That being the case, next paragraph here, the right-hand column on Tov Kuf Pei Zayin. Pchines Emunah Rishonim Avayakan. The first Emunah that we're talking about, that Hashem is not going to let any Jew fall away, that he's going to take us back in and allow us to restore ourselves. Nechshav L'Rambam Bein HaTarig Mitzvahs. The Rambam says that's one of the 613. Without this trust, there's no place void of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the darkness, even in the klippis, even in sin. Because Hashem is constantly contemplating, that no Jew should fall away. And therefore, a person would say, because without this faith, there'd be no starting point for anybody who's ever sinned, because we give up. Hashem's never going to dwell upon me because I've flubbed up. So this faith restores the person's drive to want to do Torah mitzvahs again. Yes, I flubbed up, but you know what? Hashem's looking out for me. Hashem's going to restore me to my shlemus. It's okay. When I have this faith, which is a mitzvah according to the Rambam, the person can start anew his serving Hashem with a sakin masiv to rectify his ways. For this reason, it is considered among the mitzvahs, ki iker emuna, because this is the main emuna, ashetzorech kol echad lahamim emuna shlema, that each of us must believe that no matter what, Hashem will take us back. However, v'haramban, the Ramban on the other hand, koyal p'chinis emuna shniya, he's talking about the second emuna. That's pointed to in this pasuk. Meaning, shebepchinas amuna zu yenechshav kilu 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 kaim kol ha'tarig mitzvahs. This emuna, that what? That my desire and my yearning is equal to actually doing all 613 mitzvahs. Al yidei achefetz v'atshuka shemekabel al habelev shalim, through the yearning and the desire that the person accepts upon themselves with a full heart, Oil Malchus Shemayim, the yoke of heaven. For this reason, it's not counted among them because it's all of them. Because it's the very accepting of, I will do whichever mitzvahs I could possibly do. That itself is as if he's done all 613. So therefore, it is not one of the 613 when the acceptance of this itself is as if I fulfilled 613, then I'd have 614 if it was one of the mitzvahs, right? The zehurak mitzvah kalalas, therefore it's an all-inclusive mitzvah. So therefore, the Rambam is talking about one thing, the Ramban is talking about something else, and they aren't arguing. There's no disagreement. Now from here on, Ramatala had this ksav yad in his possession, and he, in his own handwriting, added this paragraph himself. We see in this terrible exile, even though we are faithful children, the children of faithful, Jews. And we trust and believe that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is creating the world each and every moment. We're having an impossible time to overcome our appetites and desires. And on top of our desires, we're busy. We're chasing around for panosa. And our relationship to Hashem is forgotten. We have no time to think about God. And even during davening, even during the times of davening, when we try so hard to create some kind of develop a relationship with Hashem, davening is as hard as splitting the sea. We have such a difficult time to generate love and awe. Because even that faith that each of us has internally, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is creating us at this very moment, it's not integrated. It's a belief that hovers above us. It's not deeply embedded in our hearts. Our challenge in our generation is to figure out how to entrench this idea deeply in our psyche, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is creating me at this very moment, despite all of my flaws, despite all of my shortcomings. He is creating me at this moment, giving me the ability to come back, because if he didn't believe in me, he would not restore me to life at this very moment. We got to get that message deep into our personality. And then and only then will it begin to change how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are